Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:46, that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is October 4th. And today was a big day in the precious metal markets. The silver price was down a dollar, and that has now completely unwound its overextension relative to the trend mean. Gold was down $44. Platinum was down $17 and is now trading below its trend mean and below the psychological $1,000 level. So, big questions asked of the medium-term uptrend, because this is just about where one would expect that if demand dominance is going to be reasserted, then it is going to happen quite quickly. When we see a decline of this magnitude, then we can at least conclude that it looks climactic. And we are also, having traded precious metals before, that we know that this is something that happens from time to time, that they are more volatile. They do have outside. They do tend to become overextended on the upside. They do overshoot on the downside. We've certainly seen evidence of that. That is just basing a conclusion on past experience. What we need is a clear upward dynamic to confirm that there is a return to demand dominance. And it is perhaps worth taking some time to think about why they pulled back so sharply. And one of the reasons is because of the dollar index. The dollar index was really quite firm in the middle of the day. It got up to a high of 96.44, closed out today at 96.1. Now, there's a developing triangular pattern on the dollar index. There's a progression of lower rally highs evident since late last year, but there's a progression of higher reaction lows evident since May. And that is leading to this compressed trading environment overall. Now, when you get that loss of momentum, loss of volatility, and it tends to lure market participants into a false sense of security. But what we know from the chart seminar is that when you get this period of contraction and lower volatility, then what that sets up for is a period of higher volatility, because you're getting any kind of range is an explosion waiting to happen, because there is a thinning out of supply above the market and demand below the market, and we know where the stops will be. That stops will have been lowered down on the upper side, they'll have been raised up on the lower side, and when you do get a breakout, then you can hit a pocket of or a vacuum, and then stops start getting triggered. So that is looking increasingly likely in the dollar index. If it were to break upwards, then that would represent really quite a considerable headwind to the precious metals, and of course that is what we're seeing priced in already. If on the other hand the dollar were to moderate, or to indeed break on the downside for whatever reason, well, that would then represent a tailwind for precious metals. So not only are the precious metals at a potentially pivotal period of time, but so is the dollar. The pound today was also really quite weak. It was down to a new low. It was down over a full cent at 127.22, and that has acted as a fairly significant tailwind for the UK stock market. I've written a little bit today about the fact that it is only MiFID business that would be impacted by the loss of passporting, not least because, and it is worth considering, that the City of London is a major financial centre, not just because of the asset management business, but because of investment banking and mergers and acquisitions. And those are not covered by MiFID business, and in addition to that, neither is insurance, reinsurance, underwriting, legal, commodity trading, the legal profession, commodity trading, share trading, bond trading, loans, syndicated loans, none of those things are covered by MiFID business. And in addition to that, even in the asset management sector, certainly fund companies will not only be able to have a headquarters in the UK and be able to sell to the rest of Europe, they would have to set up a satellite office somewhere in the Eurozone. That could potentially be a benefit to Ireland in particular. But by the same token, European businesses, European asset management firms will not be able to sell into the UK, which is still the significant financial centre, without having to open up offices in the UK. So then the UK does have a really quite a strong position here when they go into negotiations. And this sort of trite talk that there isn't going to be a preferential treatment for the financial sector. Well, I think that that is more media grabbing headlines rather than reflecting the actual reality of what is likely to happen. And we are in now a period of brinksmanship, and then I don't think that there's going to be an awful lot to be gained by really hanging on every word, but rather to look at what the effect is on the UK. That is it likely that London is going to lose its standing as one of the world's great financial centres, and I think that's extraordinarily unlikely. Is the asset management sector going to go through a period of flux? Probably quite likely. But is the relative weakness of the pound going to help mitigate some of those challenges? I think absolutely. Then, when you look at the stock market, obviously in nominal terms, the weakness of the pound has flattered those returns, but I think even from a broad perspective, the recovery in the domestic economy due to the relative weakness of the pound, I think, shouldn't be taken for granted. So the FTSE has been ranging sideways for 17 years, and it is now trading above 7,000. It is looking increasingly likely that it will be able to sustain an upward break. It's being led higher by the mid-cap sector, which do not have a great focus outside of the UK. And the AIM index has got an historic PE of 7, and I think yields about 1.5%. So that also has the potential to outperform in here. But of course, if the dollar index was a bit firmer in here today, it does mean that the euro would have been a little bit weaker. It did pair its decline intraday, but that did act as something of a tailwind for European equities. On the other hand, the strength of the dollar acted as a little bit of a headwind for US equities. In Japan, the yen is now trading at almost 103, and the Nikkei is still trading below 17,000. The yen, or at least the dollar, hasn't yet broken its progression of lower rally highs against the yen. If we were to see that, then I think that would be a green light for outperformance of the Nikkei. If the dollar were to get stronger from here, it could potentially act as a catalyst for lagging indices, like in Japan and Europe, to stage a recovery rally. I think we are at a really quite a pivotal point, and it isn't just for the currency or for the precious metals, but for a number of stock markets as well. And also in the bond markets, the Fed has been quite vocal in saying that they are perturbed by how complacent the bond market is. And well, it is looking likely that when you see some very, very large bond investors expressing anxiety, that they are no longer dealing with a complacent bond market. And the long bond today was weaker by 1.75 full points. The 10-year yield has now rallied from the 1.5% level. It is pushing back up towards the moving average, and if we see a sustained move above it, then that would be the bond market beginning to price in that we are going to have higher interest rates, and that it isn't going to be quite as benign an environment for bonds overall. There really is a lot to watch here. But against that background, the stock markets on Wall Street have been reasonably steady, and they're continuing to hold this range. And with the potential for a recovery in Europe and Japan, then this is also going to be likely be an environment overall where there are opportunities. We're going to see what happens with precious metals. I increase my positions in here today because I think that There is at least the potential for a short-term bounce, considering just how accelerated the decline has been in here today. But we'll definitely see over the next probably 2 weeks what happens. And I think that this is perhaps a more important time than ever to really keep an eye on the charts. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'm going to wish all the best to all of you.